This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, that was Journey with Any Way You Want It. It is 5:41, you're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila, and I'm now joined by Dania Nair from the news team for today's Keep in View. An additional challenge that we've been seeing from the COVID-19 pandemic has, of course, been the recycling of single-use face masks, something that we see everywhere. Now, researchers in Australia want to transform these masks into road material. Tell us more, Dania.
Yeah, so like you said, you know, we see a lot of single-use face masks and seeing them littered on the streets, you know, it has become a common sight these days. And this is what inspired Australian researchers at the Royal Melbourne Institute of Technology, or RMIT for short, to find another way to reuse them. So according to the scientists here, you know, once the masks are shredded and disinfected, they can be mixed with processed building rubble. So this creates a sort of flexible and robust material to help build roads. And researchers are also looking into using face masks in construction cement. RMIT postdoctoral research fellow Muhammad Sabirian says that, you know, face masks, they have good tensile strength, and they can provide that same strength to the concrete. And it takes about 3 million masks to make 1 kilometer of road. Currently, they are looking for partners to use the face mask in real-world applications, and this also includes a pilot test road. Since publishing their research, industries have expressed interest, and the teams are now applying for funding to sort of, you know, further investigate the findings. But this could take, you know, another 1 or 2 years.
So it is good to see plans that address this, right? Because face masks are going to be used, it looks like, for the foreseeable future. I've also read about hospitals recycling protective materials which were being used during the pandemic. That's quite interesting as well.
That's true. We've seen several initiatives slowly popping up across the globe. In the UK, for example, some hospitals, they're using this special compactor, and that melts protective gowns and surgical masks into blue slabs. And that is then used to make things like garden chairs or tables. Besides that, we also have two companies based in northern France, and they are using masks as materials to make floor carpets or other plastic parts in a car. And, you know, this is all really good, but one of the main hurdles that could discourage more programs like this, especially when it comes to lower income countries, is the cost of recycling. A U.S. recycling business, TerraCycle, they note that recycling PPE, including face masks, you know, it's much more expensive even than recycling aluminium. Their CEO, Tom Zaki, says that it costs much more to collect and process, and the results aren't always, you know, as good, or they're perhaps worse. And it's not the most profitable venture at the moment. And we have an estimated 129 billion disposable masks, and this is used every month around the world. So it's clear that we do need more cost-effective efforts like this sooner rather than later. I mean, plastic pollution has been a long-running issue. It's not something new. And, you know, we're still trying to manage it. We still haven't figured it out. And now we're adding, you know, billions of face masks into the problem.
Yeah. And definitely it's something that I know I feel quite guilty about. I largely use reusable face masks. But when I do use the single-use ones, I often feel, yes, I know that I can do the, you know, put it separated and put it aside. But I'm actually not very clear on how to recycle face masks. They're not. And as you mentioned, there are a lot of challenges in terms of figuring out how to dispose of them as well. And just a personal bugbear of mine, I don't know why people can't dispose of them instead and leave it on the streets.
I know, right? It's like there are bins. I'm assuming there's bins everywhere for you to use to throw it in. And even when we come back to reusable masks, I feel like even though we do see people using them recently with double masking, people end up using the single-use mask as one of those masks anyway. And for me, I think I'm a bit guilty of the reusable masks of not washing them very often. So I end up going back to the single-use mask anyway.
So let us know, when it comes to face masks, the single-use ones, do you recycle yours? What are your methods to, I suppose, not add to the carbon footprint while we're also masking up to be safe? You can call us, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Thank you, Dania, for that Keep in View.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.